The Silver Screen Projects.
Welcome to the Silver Screen Project, where we look back at a series of films in anticipation of an exciting new cinema release.
In preparation for the next DreamWorks animated film, Kung Fu Panda 4, we went back and watched Kung Fu Panda, and now we're talking about Kung Fu Panda 2 from 2011. Mm. 3 years after the original. What did you think of Kung Fu Panda 2?
Yeah, it was pretty good. I'd only seen, in contrast to the original, where I'd only seen the most of the film and not the start, this I'd only seen the very, very start and nothing more. Like, the very opening... Which is a good opening.
2D animated.
The 2D animated.
Yeah, I really like that.
Which is a good opening. It sets the scene as a little bit darker for this film, and I think the film kind of keeps it up.
With the little panda genocide they do.
Yeah, exactly. And they do a lot of stuff with this film. I don't know if it quite matches up to the original, but I think that visually they do a lot of stuff with like light and fireworks and red and stuff, which is quite visually distinct. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, action's good. That's the main thing for me, really, at this point, to be honest. What about you?
I think it's good. I don't think it's quite as good as the first one, but it's still a good film, and like for me, in kind of an upper tier of like kids animated films, particularly of this era, particularly for DreamWorks, it's good. You mentioned the origin thing. I thought it was really fun, like the kind of 2D almost silhouetted kind of,
yeah, like a shadow puppets kind of thing.
It's not an original storytelling thing, but the animation's really fun, and it's a nice intro into this.
Yeah, and it's that kind of lore dump that we had in the first one. I mean, it sounds like a negative term, but it's a good way of setting the scene. It's not scrolling text, you know. it's someone telling a story, you know.
And it's a fun little like ancient story. Well, it's not ancient, it's fairly recent story. It is fun. But yeah, I think there's loads of funny bits throughout this. I think one thing that like I really, really appreciate about this that kind of they could easily have not done, and like so many sequels, especially animated sequels, don't do, is they've kept all the characters' character growth from the first film, instead of reversing him back down to a bumbling idiot and being like, oh, he needs to learn again. It's like, he pretty much carries on from like
it opens
up the start of a fight, and he's leading the Furious Five, and he is fighting people. And
I think there's a couple of moments where I thought they were going to take him back, but it's more just he has a bit of a crisis of confidence. And the whole thing of the first one is that he was kind of not so self-confident, but self-assured and optimistic and stuff.
Yeah,
that spirit carried him through. And there's a bit in the middle where he has the heroes kind of stumble kind of thing. And,
but
you're right to the most. But I like the fact that he's taken the lead, but he still kind of doesn't really know what he's doing. And a lot of his plans, it's that classic, you know, I'm thinking for some reason Chris Pine in Dungeons and Dragons. You know, it's that kind of Star-Lord kind of thing. You go in and you're just like, even right to the end of this film, he does that again. But they all respect him. Tigress has
I think for the most part, particularly in the beginning, you can clearly see that, like, even though he's not like the same type of kung fu fighter as them, they've kind of learned to work together, like Furious Five and him, and their different like pros and cons. Which is just, it's fun. Yeah. I think there's some really like genuinely funny bits that made me laugh that I noted down. I really liked the joke when they're going around in the dragon costume they grab the sheep and the little kid like watching just sees a dragon eat a sheep and starts crying.
Yeah, that whole bit's fun because it's the dragon eating and pooping bad guys out, but then it goes into like an overhead. It's almost like a Pac-Man kind of like snake type thing. That's good fun. There's a bit with a cart chase a bit after that. That's good fun. They're kind of chasing the hyenas. Are they
wolves?
They look a bit hyenish. Yeah. They do say wolves at one point. I thought they were talking about something else. but yeah, when they're chasing the main wolf or whatever it is, and he's throwing stuff back and trying to stop them, and then he throws like a load of children in the way. And then when they get get off onto the thing. Poe like bashes his head in loads of signs, and he's like, "Now it's your turn." He bashes his head in loads of signs. It's like we said about in the first one. It's like slapstick, but it's very effective. You know.
Yeah, I really enjoy, they never really touch on it on the first one, but I really find it funny when Poe is shocked that Mr. Ping isn't his real father.
Yeah.
In the first one, it's never really mentioned. Like what's going on there, but it is like, yeah. Oh yeah, he is adopted.
It is that classic thing where they go back and do the origin of the hero, but they do it effectively, and it's not too much of a
find out who they really are type
big
thing.
Deal, yeah.
So I think it's just really fun that they have just been like, oh yeah, no, he's adopted, this is the story, and we're also going to make a joke of it. A couple other funny bits was the sequence of Master Ox and Master Croc trying to stay in prison,
yeah,
and that whole kind of again slapsticky Jackie Chan-esque comedy. I like the bit where Poe, I can't remember where he's going, but he gets to the point, he's like, oh yes, my old enemy, stairs.
That's good, and it does the bit with the sound of someone walking up the stairs and they're getting intimidated, and it's like the gorilla carrying up the stairs.
Yeah. So
that was good fun, yeah.
And then the other joke that I really liked is towards the climax where all the boats are going down the canal and Poe's up on the reef and he starts doing a speech and they can't hear him because he's miles away.
I've seen that in other stuff since, and it's like, oh yeah, this probably was one of the first,
they do it in Shazam.
That's what I was thinking.
Obviously that was 10
quite,
years
quite
after
a
this.
Bit after that. I'm just trying to have a look. So you've mentioned quite a lot. I mean, the voice cast, there's a couple of new additions. There's Michelle Yeoh and Gary Oldman and the standouts, really.
It kind of shows like how kind of highly regarded this cast is when you can get those two in.
And Michelle Yeoh is more of a kind of background character / she does the intro storytelling background bit, whereas Gary Oldman is Shen, is it?
Yeah, Shen, the villain. The
peacock villain who is probably more evil than the other character in the first one.
Tai Lung. He's a Nepo baby.
Yeah, I mean, I mentioned the visuals at the start with the kind of, there's a lot of fire and there's a lot of red imagery in this, and it kind of reminded me of like Isengard a little bit. There's a lot of industrial stuff and it's like this kind of industrial power in a non-industrial world, kind of reminded me of Saruman and Isengard.
There
and
is that classic samurai story is the fight between like tradition and industrialization, which I mean Studio Ghibli have done it a few times as
and
it is kind of it's that ilk of kind of kung fu feel,
exactly. And there's the whole thing of like, it's a new challenge, because although Shen is skilled at martial arts and uses blades and throwing knives and ropes and all this type of thing, the main thing is technology, and it's this weapon that it destroys kung fu because it doesn't fight kung fu, it just blows you up kind of thing.
Yeah.
Whereas
it's a cannon.
He's
built a cannon.
I do like it when there's a couple of jokes where it's like, oh, this is the weapon, and it's just like, what is it, something else? Like Poe destroys some little device. It's like binoculars or something like that. And then he's like, oh, this is the weapon. They destroy that, and then there's like four more in the other bit. And it's like, no, they mass produce these. Like, you don't really... they don't understand this thing. But yeah, then he does use kung fu and defeat it.
Enjoy that final bit where kind of everyone's defeated and kind of in the water, and then he's there like ball juggling these cannonballs kind of throwing them back, and like there's a great bit of animation where it comes to him and the ball's like spinning in his hand really fast and he throws it. It looks great, and like it's quite like kung fu can still win. That's why he's the dragon warrior, because he's got that kind of spirit and ability to do that.
I'm not sure if it's in this one or the first one, but there's a line where they mention that Master Oogway like created kung fu, and I don't know if it's that he just refined it to what it is like now. But he could be very old, because you know tortoises.
I think I picked up on that, because also he was the one that foretold the dragon warrior. I think Oogway's just like hundreds of years old, or was until he died.
Because I was thinking, because there's a couple of characters, the ox, is it ox or bison,
ox.
and the crocodile, and then they've got the rhino guy who gets killed by the cannon, and his dad was the guy who has the armor in the first film, and then the legendary rhino warrior, whatever. So there's multiple generations of kung fu, like it is still ancient, but then maybe Master Oogway is more ancient. I'm absolutely fine with that, but just it's an interesting like expansion of the worlds.
I liked as well, like obviously you've got the ox and the croc who in it for maybe 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But apart from that, I like the fact that they haven't felt the need to add to the main cast.
Yeah.
Like, quite often for a sequel, they'll be like, oh, here's the new character.
Puss in Boots.
Yeah, here's Puss in Boots. Or a kid character or something. Whereas this, they're like, actually, no, we've got kind of a collection of characters
instead of adding
yeah, and it works, and you do get development, particularly with Tigress and Poe's relationship. You don't need an extra character.
Yeah,
so I think it's quite nice not being forced to learn or buy new toys or learn new characters.
Yeah, I think overall, I mean, I don't have masses to say that's like negative about this. I think it's not quite as exciting or as original in lots of ways, but I think they do quite a good job of changing it up and making it feels like a different film. I just don't know if it's as effective. Like I spoke about with the other film, the messaging of it was a bit muddled for me, but that was nitpicking. But this, I don't feel like there's a strong central message to it. It's just a fun adventure, which is fine. Yeah,
I know what you mean.
It's a kid's film.
It's really hard for a sequel to kind of match the first one in any sense. I think they did a pretty good job. I think one thing for me that stood out is that Shen isn't as strong of a villain as Tai Lung. Not physically, but also like the character is a bit more like, oh yeah, he's just evil dick.
Yeah. Is this quite a fun thing with the prophecy and the the genocide or attempt to all of that is quite
I do think Shen's a good villain and Gary Oldman's good, but I think Tai Lung was great.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to match that, and I'm like, okay. The other thing is that I think this film does have a distinct lack of Shifu. Like Shifu's at the start, he turns up at the end and has a bit of a fight at the end. But for 90% of this film, he's just not there. And I'm like, oh, he's quite a fun character as the master, particularly with Oogway no longer there.
I think it's because they've travelled in this, haven't they? They've gone to the city, so it's
I understand why, but...
Yeah, but it would be fine for him to turn up a little bit earlier in the film. The last third or whatever,
You know how I feel about films setting up sequels? This film ends with a panda village being like, oh my god, my son's alive!
What? So how does he know? Is it just like spiritual energies?
Maybe you'll find out in the next one.
I mean, I assume I will, but in that scene, do we see how he finds out?
No, we don't. No,
okay. No. Phone call like, oh yeah.
But yeah, I don't really have much else.
No I don't really either. Like I said the action's good, and I liked the look of it. I think it didn't massively improve on the first one.
It's darker. There's like as in both thematically and there's more scenes at nighttime than the first one.
And I think that's the main.
Yeah, and I think it works quite well with the colour schemes. There's lots of like black and red. A lot of this film is just black and red.
Well, yeah, that the flashbacky dream memory bits initially are just those splashes of black, red, and white.
Yeah,
and then that becomes his feathers, isn't it? That's the symbol and all that. Yeah, I think there's a lot to this. I just think it's good. It's just not
as good as the first one.
Yeah.
I've got a few bits of trivia. The first one is during the first shot of Mr. Ping's restaurant, he says that it serves both noodles and tofu. This is a reference to the first film where Mr. Ping stated he'd previously had a dream of running away and learning how to make tofu. Apparently Poe, realizing his dream, convinced him to do the same. That was a fun callback to the first film. The second one is Lord Shen, played by Gary Oldman, fights hand-to-hand with a martial arts style called Kai Li Fo, a Chinese martial art that usually uses a metal fan for defensive and distraction purposes. However, being a peacock, Lord Shen uses his large tail feathers for that purpose instead.
Nice.
Again, like we spoke about last time with the characters matching up to kung fu styles, I like they've done that again with Shen here and building in actual kung fu into his character. And then finally, even though it's fully 3D CGI animated movie, some 2D animation is featured from the opening, the flashback scenes that Poe has, and even just some of the ways the scene is animated. The perspective of the characters coupled with the dynamic or balanced colour flattens the 3D animation to form a hybrid between 3D and 2D. Also, a few shots, such as the panning over the cities, draws from both the way cities were portrayed in old epic movies using miniatures and using models.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Like, again, it's quite cool. It looks good. It's
combining
good looking,
different styles together. Yeah. And also kind of
leaning on the influences as well.
Yeah. Cool.
But yeah, so I guess all we need to do is ask you whether this got you more or less hyped for Kung Fu Panda 4.
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult because I think the expansion of the world and the, not necessarily the tease for sequels and that sort of thing, but just the, you know, seeing a bit more of this world, seeing the new characters in it, that makes me more excited. But I think generally I'm kind of like, I feel like this might be the best the series is going to get afterwards. So yes. I'm gonna be honest and say Progeno for this.
Ooh.
It's on the edge, but I'm going to be controversial. Wow, we're normally very positive with these. So yeah, what about you?
I'm going to stick with Progeno just because I spoke about before about how these films managed to keep up the kind of the quality.
Yeah, you did.
And this kind of does reinforce that, like, oh yeah, no, there isn't just they had one idea and made one film and then it's a cash cow scene. There's like, no, there is still original stories. Yeah. I say original in this world and different things they could do with these characters. So
yeah,
it kind of reaffirms my faith that they have got something interesting for the fourth installment.
Mm.
But that is Kung Fu Panda 2.
Yeah, and if you
Kung
like...
Kung 2 Panda.
Kung 2, exactly. If you like this, we've got lots more on the same podcast channel. Have a little look. There's probably something for you. We've got some Jackie Chan stuff on here.
We do, Kung Fu.
So have a little scroll. But otherwise, thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Kung Fu bye.
Project.